good.
Goody. Now let's turn on our mics. Now they're on.
Oh yeah, I'm on. Don't look at me like I don't have mine on.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jim Downs, Chair. I'm calling this meeting to order. This is the April 13, 2015 meeting of the Johnson County Planning and Zoning Commission. Commissioner Julie Van Dyke is not here. She may come late. So, I've called the meeting to order. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I make a motion to approve the agenda for March 9, 2014.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Approval of the March 9, 2014 minutes. Very lengthy, 24 pages. Single-sided.
I make a motion to approve the March 9, 2014 minutes.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Minutes have been approved. I guess before we get started, I would like to make a couple comments.
About stuff on the agenda?
No.
There's no thinking.
Thank you. Moving on. Zoning application is pending.
We got the introductions.
Oh, yeah, let's do introductions. So, I'm Julie, since you start here.
Julie Van Dyke, Liberty Township.
Bob Cameron, Penn Township.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Jason Becker, Public Health.
Josh Bussard, Planning and Zoning.
Nancy Rockensees, Planning and Zoning.
Rick Lark, Planning and Zoning Administrator.
Brianna Wills, Iowa City. Kathy Swinka, Madison Township.
Terry Downs, Newport. So the first item on our agenda is zoning application pending. It's 25453, Iowa City Community School District.
Agenda Swisher.
Oh. I gave you a new agenda.
That's right, I've got it. Excuse me. That's the one I printed off. Okay. This is a Swisher, Johnson County Fringe Area Agreement.
Okay, so periodically, the Planning and Zoning Department, along with the city, we go through an update fringe area agreements that we have with the cities. You guys are all familiar with why we have fringe area agreements and why they're important, so I won't go into that. Generally, this fringe area agreement with the city of Swisher, I would say there are very few substantial changes or substantive changes. The map has changed some. The city of Swisher has grown. So their growth area has expanded. Before, it was right here at Greencastle. This was the end of their growth area. It's expanded out to Falcon Avenue now. And also this area for the fringe area agreement, that is going to be exempt as is part of the North Quarter Development Area and will remain under county review. You guys should have the changes in your staff report. I believe RJ provided those to you. Really the things that have really changed, so in area 1, 2, and 3, when it comes to subdivisions and zonings, it has the applicant, as opposed to is encouraged, the applicant shall obtain city approval prior to any subdivisions or rezonings that are a certain size. In the area 1, which is their growth area, area 2 in this area, and then area 3 and the North Quarter Development Area. That's going to remain under county review. I guess you guys can read those changes yourself. Any questions?
Josh, I think we may have a representative here for Swisher.
Yes.
You'd like to say something?
No. Okay. We just kind of thought that we'd like to expand a little.
Yeah, would you come up to the mic?
Introduce
yourself.
Thank you. I'm Randy Hurlburg. I'm the chairperson for the Swisher Planning and Zoning. We just had some people kind of express a little interest in maybe us expanding out a little bit in our 2-mile fringe agreement. And that's pretty much all we're doing, is just trying to protect, you know, the people around us in our town. So.
Yeah, I'd like to add a little bit. We worked with Tanya, the city clerk, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And to help create these maps and to be in conformity to other fringe area agreements that we have. I'm not sure. Andy, did you have a chance to review the legal doc, the agreement itself?
Yeah. And the changes that RJ and I had talked about have been made. That's what I confirmed.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Thank
you.
Thank you. Any questions for me? The printer agreement has been working well, and we expect it to continue to work.
Okay, great. Any more questions from commissioners? Okay. Could I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the Swisha Joplin County Fringery Agreement. Second.
Okay, then.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Wills?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes. So the Swisha Joplin County Fringery Agreement has been approved. Moving on to zoning applications pending 25453, Iowa City Community School District, signed by Dwight Meisner.
This application has been up for public hearing several times and subsequently deferred. Ready to go. I guess the land purchase has been completed according to the attorney. The school district, they are the owner of the land and the public zoning district that is the appropriate district and complies with the land use plan. Staff recommending approval.
Is there anyone here to speak to this application?
Mark Stein, MMS Consultants here. Glenn had a prior commitment, so I'm here to answer any questions you might have regarding this application.
I did have a question for Andy. Did you review this? I was thinking there were some legal documents associated with this, contract and something.
Not for us, no. As long as it's closed.
Okay, that's all we want.
Nothing appropriate for it to be other than
okay.
It be.
Just thought I'd ask.
And all of the, you said, the way you phrased it, I wasn't completely clear. It is closed and all of the legal documents are in.
Well, I haven't verified with the recorder's office or anything like that, but yes, the attorney did say the deal is closed and they're ready to move forward, so it's ready.
I know, but that would be kind of unusual if it was another group if we didn't know that they had closed. Okay, because that's the first time I've ever heard you say that like that ever.
I received confirmation that the deal
works for me. Just want to make sure.
Do we have a health department report? Okay.
We have no objections to this. Okay. I don't know if that was stated in previous hearing or not.
It was.
Okay.
You've had it up so many times.
Right.
It's gotten.
Could I ask a question about the county engineer's report? What is the status of that? It's going to, the access to this piece of property will change.
It's going to be annexed to North Liberty, so it's really not an issue.
It will be annexed.
Correct.
So we don't need to have that be part of any of this then?
No, the county engineer is. And besides, it's just a rezoning, so.
Okay. Okay, I make a motion to approve application 25453. Second.
Roll call vote, please, Nancy.
Wills?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes. Application 25453 has been approved. Zoning applications for hearing. Dale Miller requesting rezoning of 0.91 acres
yes.
From urban residential to two family residential.
Yes, and the applicant. 6.19 acres is located on the west side of 3rd Street. It's in the village of Frytown. And he's wanting to build a two-family residence on the lot. So here's the village of Frytown. It's down on the south side of the village. Here's more close in view. Currently, it's bare ground. Just to the south is actually RTF two-family right here. It's according to the land, the village plan. We like to see these higher density types of development. Although the plan does say single family detached housing is most appropriate, staff feels that this is appropriate for the area. Also, there's a two family lot just to the south that I pointed out. The health department, do you have anything to add?
Just that there is a current wastewater agreement for them to hook up to an outlot F, which is, if you want to go back to that map, is kind of behind it into the north. So almost right where your, that area is, that's for their wastewater system that's existing. They're gonna, it's a shared system. The well will be...
Who shares it?
The house directly...
Oh, that house.
Yeah. And there is a public well that they'll be able to tie into as well. Otherwise, we have no objections.
Right. County engineer did not have any objections, just one driveway for this structure. They need to apply with a building permit when they actually do start construction. Staff feels it's in compliance with the village plan and recommends approval.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak?
No.
All right. Are there any other questions?
On that shared subject, just out of curiosity, it's shared for the ones that we're looking at here. It's not shared with any of the others that were nearby, the other house that you showed.
What shared?
So where they're putting in their wastewater and...
This?
Yeah.
That's an outlot.
Okay.
And there's an existing agreement to tie into that system.
And just curious, but so it'll be just the two, if the building permit gets approved, it'll be just the two new ones that isn't shared with any of the others, just nosy and curious.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Just for these two, okay, cool. Just curious.
Scott Ritter with Hartford Consultants. That the infrastructure's in there for the wastewater systems mm-hmm. and the water.
Cool.
I think this is supposed to be three lots hooked to this single system.
That's I had a feeling that it sounded like really nice and compact like that, so I thought that was a good thing.
There's others on the other side of the street too.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thanks.
So no more questions. We have a motion.
I make a motion to approve application 25665.
Second.
She's just going to
roll.
She can have
sure. Roll call vote, please, Nancy.
Swanka.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Wills.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes. So, application 25665 is approved. You got it. Subdivision applications pending. The first one is 25606, William Boyd requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Highland Heights Part 4.
The applicant's attorney has asked that the application be deferred until the May meeting.
But since this is on the agenda, do we have anyone that wants to speak to this application? Seeing none, moving on. 25, it's been deferred until May.
Yes.
25632, Lawrence Reed requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Reed's Hill subdivision.
So if you remember, this is on Curtis Bridge Road. Rezoning was approved about 2 months, recommended for approval about 2 months ago by AZ Commission. It's the three lot subdivision, 9.83 acres, two buildable lots, one outlot. So it was deferred for legal documents in the city of Shuiville. All the legal documents are correct. We have all those. The Shuiville City Council will meet tomorrow. It's already made it through P&Z, no issues. And I had a letter from their city clerk saying she does not foresee any issues. Therefore, staff is recommending approval pending approval from the city of Shuiville. President Jerry.
Do I have stickers for this application?
If you need them.
Are there any questions for Scott? So, could I have a motion then for this application?
Motion to approve subdivision application 25632 of Lawrence Reed, pending approval of City of Shuiville Council tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Roll call vote, Nancy.
Conrad.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Wills.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes. Next application is 25633, Alan Bennett, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Kaylee Hawk Point.
So the applicant, they have asked for a 90-day deferral. They're currently working with the city of Solon. Person issues with the pending zoning of this property once it's annexed to the city of Solon. So 90 days.
But still, is there anybody that wants to speak to this application? Seeing none, it's been deferred for 90 days. Subdivisions worth hearing tonight. The first one is 25661. Rebecca Crooks requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Meadville Becky's subdivision.
It's located on Mead Place. It's a private road to the south of Rarett Road. They're looking to combine lots 4, 5, and 6, total of 2.75 acres. So here is Rarett Road, Kansas. Here is the property there in purple. I see existing lots 4, 5, and 6. They want to combine these all into one lot. The reason being is because they wish to construct an accessory building. I believe it's here on lot 6. And we cannot construct an accessory building on a platted lot unless we have a principal structure first. So therefore, they're combining all three of the lots. They're under the same ownership anyway, so really, would be no change. It's in the Iowa City fringe area. The city, they waived review for the fringe area agreement. It's accessed off of a private road. They have two accesses. Since it's a private road, that's fine. There's sufficient site distance for each access, though, also. The county engineer did not have any objections, really any comments. Health department.
Of this property served by wastewater system, permit number 2719. It has a shared well as well. That well is located on 4187 Mead Place. We have no objections.
So they need to apply for a building permit, of course, like always. They might also contact the P&Z department and to ensure that everything is addressed correctly since they're going to be combining these lots. The plat and legal documents, they are correct. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you.
Question on this real quick, and setbacks, just because that was brought up to me before. What are setbacks on an accessory building, do you know?
Say again now?
Setbacks for an accessory building?
In the R district, it's 40 in the front, 10 on the side, 50 in the rear, unless...
15 or 50?
50 in the rear, unless that accessory structure is located more than 60 feet from any road right away and more than 10 feet from the house, then it can be as close as 4 feet to the rear and side lot lines.
Really? Okay. Thank you.
And if it's Thursday and you're wearing blue socks, we can do what?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Looks like there's flexibility there, but reasonable flexibility considering so.
So, do we have anyone else to speak to this application?
Scott Ritter again. Any questions you may have?
Seeing none, hearing no other questions, can we make a motion?
I would make a motion to approve 25661.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call vote.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Wills?
Yes.
Swinka?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See you next one.
Next application is 25662, Myron Klubeck, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Klubeck Overlook Subdivision.
And this is on the west side of Baxter Avenue Northwest, far northwestern side of the county. It's north of 140th. It's a 1.73-acre farmstead split. The parent farm is approximately 60 acres. So here is a farm, there is a split, and here is a picture. So as you can see, what they want to do, basically they're going to fill in two of these fish ponds to construct a house. They have a drive that's currently located about right there But what their intention is, they're going to close that drive off and move it 40 feet to the south to better meet site distance requirements.
I'm sorry, I was looking down. Where is the drive again?
It's about right there. They're going to move it 40 feet to the south.
Okay.
So the farm can be accessed at other points to the south as well. Said it's bare ground. However, the applicant's a health department. How about you guys?
Like Josh said, it's bare ground or you know, it's pond. They'll have to apply for a wastewater and well permit before they begin their building process.
Says they want to defer.
They do until June 8th.
But so, are there any speakers for this application? Questions? Seeing none, it's been deferred until June 8th. Next one is the Oaks Family Partnership. Preliminary and final plat approval of Andreessen Second Subdivision.
This is located on the east side of Half Moon Avenue, north of 340th. Farmstead split of 5 acres from 57-acre parent farm. So it's close to just south of Interstate 80. Blue is the farm. For the land use plan, it's where we want to see ag uses. It's also in the Tiffin fringe area. However, according to the agreement, the city of Tiffin, they've waived review of farmstead splits in this area. It'll be accessed off Half Moon Avenue. There'll be a new driveway. Parent farm can be accessed elsewhere. County engineer did not have any other objections. Health department.
Site's bare ground. We'll have to apply for a wastewater and well permit. We did want to recommend that due to the contour of the land and the watershed area, the best location for the septic system would be on the west side of the property. And then we would ask the applicant to keep in mind the setbacks of the well of that location, just because I think this parcel does have a pretty good slope to it. So we'd want to have them keep that in mind. Otherwise, we have no objections.
So they need to apply for a building permit. So you can see the parcel right here. It's bare ground. Plat and legal documents are complete. Staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Any speakers for this application?
Mark Stein, MMS Consultants, representing our clients, the Oaks Family Partnership, here to answer any questions you might have.
So the back edge of the property, are those, is that timber woods?
Yeah, there's a little.
And along the side too, is that timber?
Brush? Yeah.
Right.
Will there be any problems in meeting public health, how they're waiting to set up?
I don't believe so.
If there is, there's alternative systems that we can put in place.
Okay.
Keep the well to the front and the septic in the back. You know,
okay.
That's one thing we'll look at when we're permitting it.
Okay.
Business and front parking number.
Other questions for Mark?
Good.
Seeing none, I would entertain a motion for this application.
Make a motion.
Go ahead.
Go for it. I will recommend a motion to approve application 25663, Oaks Family Partnership.
Bob, you're second.
I'll throw a second right on top of that.
Thank you. Nancy, roll call vote.
Wills.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Dons.
Yes. So 25663 has been approved. The only other.
There will remain deferred.
Yep. There will remain deferred.
And there's no discussion for those?
No discussion.
Tonight. Okay. Any other items on the agenda? If seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'm motion. Go ahead. You go right in.
Motion to adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
I've got a top cast here.
Long agenda and short meeting.
I thought you get motions in there, y'all. Thank you.